Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Now that I live alone and I do my own thing and I'm single, I don't really know if I can trust myself anymore on lots of things.
They're just going to throw that away?
So,
no. Gloss over that?
We're going to gloss over that.
Oh, okay.
She is single. We can see it on her Insta, bro.
Yeah.
She's
stop
like
it.
The
stop
most
it.
Single woman in KZN at
stop
the moment.
Stop it. Anyway. So, okay, we'll get there another time. Do I look like a thirst
trap? Oh, just putting a pin in that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, so I go on at lunch. Mm-hmm. /dinner.
Yeah.
And it comes at the end when the waitress is coming to take everything away and this other person at the table has barely eaten, not barely eaten, but there's a lot of food still left on this plate.
Okay.
The waitress is like, oh, do you want a takeaway?
Was there a lot of carbs on that plate?
It doesn't matter what's on the plate.
Fair
it's
enough.
Edible, gotcha. Fresh gotcha. Food.
Yep, yep.
And this person says, no, it's cool. I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So then I was like, can I take it as a takeaway? The table
died.
As
a doggy bag.
Yes, yeah. As a doggy bag.
Can I doggy bag your food?
And the table was like, what? So now, in my head, first of all, maybe I wasn't going to eat it, but there's people outside. As you step out of any restaurant in KZN, there's going to be someone who's hungry.
Yeah.
You know that restaurants can't repurpose that food.
Mm. Yeah.
The kitchen staff aren't allowed to take the food. So that
is
not going into a bin.
Justifying the fact that you asked if you could doggy bag someone else's
food.
This is
it. So then I spoke to my sister and I was like, can you believe that? She's like, you can't ask to take someone else's food as takeaway. You can't do that.
Maybe you should have spoken to your sister before you like.
No, but I maintain that if you've said, I don't want the rest of this.
Yeah.
Then it's
I can dibs that as my doggy bag.
Free well, it's food, man.
Kerry Miller, I just one question to answer your question.
Yeah.
Who paid for the date?
It wasn't a date. Why was it a date?
How many people were at the table?
A few people.
Okay, just
what's a few?
Okay.
Two?
All paid for our own food.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Maybe if you pay for your own food, then I guess you have all the rights to your food.
Kerry has a point here. The guy had... I'm assuming it was a guy.
The person.
Okay.
The person.
The other person had said, I'm finished. Yeah, you can take this away. Kerry was like, no, don't throw that away. I'd like to doggy bag that for whatever reason, but let's not take away from that.
Whether it's an actual dog or a human or I wanted to eat it, the point is you've said no to your food, but because you're the one who ordered it, now does that make it weird?
No, so what I was getting to is that if he paid for it or she paid for it, then she has all the rights for it. But if it's a date and I pay for the date as Sky Shubs, you are either taking that food home with you or I'm taking it. I'm not giving it back
to
boys, the flipping
quick
restaurant.
Question. Let's say the three of us are out right now.
Yeah.
Darren, you don't want the leftover burger and chips.
Yeah.
And I say, can I take that as a doggy bag?
Yes.
Are you offended?
No.
Sky, half your pizza. You don't want it. I say, can I take your food as a doggy bag? Are you okay with that?
Can we ask the streets?
Please, can we ask the streets?
Yeah, just no judgment, though.
No judgment. Ask the streets.
Okay.
Is it okay to take someone else's food as a doggy bag?
On a date.
No, it doesn't have to be a date. Why must it be a date?
No, it's a date. No, stop lying. It's a date.
If we're friends, a family.
By the sound of things you're saying, I think it was an athlete.
For the sake of argument. Just for the sake of argument. Okay?
Yeah.
Say you're on a date. I'm guessing it's a first date?
Yes.
Say you're on a first date
yes,
and on it with someone who's very athletic.
Yeah.
Right? And they decide, I don't want to eat this. Is it okay for you? I'm not saying for other people. You. Would you feel comfortable asking someone else across the table from you on a first date? Wonderful. You can see that they obviously look after themselves.
Yeah.
And that they thread their own eyebrows. But they would need to because they're so bushy.
Stop.
But I mean,
Darren, just get to the point.
Is it okay to ask to take someone else's food as a doggy bag for yourself on a first
Stop
dinner,
making it a
dinner encounter? I didn't say that. First
any,
dinner encounter.
Any dinner.
At any dinner.
061-792-9495.
How's it, Diane?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Is it okay?
I'm good.
No. The question, is it okay to say takeaway?
Yes, it is. The signal's quite bad. I actually had that happen to us on Saturday. We went out on a breakfast with friends and I didn't finish some of my food. My daughter didn't finish some of her food.
Yeah.
And my friend's daughter said, would you mind if I take it home? And I was like, yeah, sure.
So you're fine with it?
Yes, definitely, because at the end of the day, it ends up in the bin anyway.
Yes.
So then, Di, why did you and your daughter choose not to take your food home?
Well, we weren't going home straight away, and normally I would take it and then either give it to a beggar on the street or whatever, and we had quite a hectic day, so I didn't want to end up with food in the car, and when she said I was like, perfect, I feel so much better that it's going to be used or eaten at least, yes, than just ending up in the car.
That makes so much sense. Now, Diane, does it change at all if the person sitting opposite you at the table was, you know, a first date? If you're on it, does that change at all?
Does it?
Well, look, if it's a blind date, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. But if it was somebody that I knew and we got to know each other and we ended up going on a date, I don't think it would make it up.
Okay.
So it's okay. Okay. All right, what do you think?
Morning, breakfast team. It's Nicole here.
Hi.
Okay, so my personal opinion, I believe that nobody, absolutely nobody, should ever get offended if someone else wants to bag your food if you don't want it. Because you don't want it, but that food could be a blessing to someone else.
Good morning, Mr. Pierce. Great show, thanks.
Thanks.
Gary, yeah, I hope we can find more people like you. We're throwing away millions and millions of tons of food every year. Let's feed the nation.
Oh, darlings, there's no ways that I won't take the takeaway. So I can't be offended.
Well, I suppose if it's the only thing going home with you that night, then that's
it. Jared again.
There you go.
Shots fired.
Word,
Shots fired.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.